Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
I'm John.
Brother John's going to say a little prayer, and then we'll get started.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to come together and really to just get to know you better and worship you, Father. We just want to commit everything to you and commit ourselves to you and just ask that you put your hands on it, Father. Whatever it is that needs to come out of our hearts or whatever it is that we need to discuss, Father, for others to hear, allow that to be what it is. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, really, really awesome praise and worship on Sunday.
Yeah.
We talked about this last night at our Bible study group about the undefined, or like the uncontrollable urge to notice that the Holy Spirit is moving through the room.
Yeah.
Like, I think everybody in the congregation had that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. And you also got a taste of people who aren't connected to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, which was very...
It hurts.
Discouraging, but I mean, you know, whatever. I talked to my mom about it. My mom mentioned, you know... an interaction with the Holy Spirit for certain people is uncomfortable and they'll run from it. They don't want to have that.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
You know, I think about it. So God is in three forms, right? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, whichever one you want to call it. If you think about Paul's experience or Saul's experience on the road to Damascus, whenever he's going to the road, he's going to Damascus to arrest and kill Christians, and he has an encounter with Jesus, it says, but that's essentially the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
What happened to him? It says he fell on his face.
Yeah.
Like, boom, and he couldn't do anything but that, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what happened, right? Like, this someone in the congregation was having a very intense moment, clearly with the Holy Spirit, which I felt it. Like, I think everybody in that area was feeling this Holy Spirit thing going on. And
I think it was everybody in the congregation because, I mean, even like my son had his hands up, you know, my wife, which we, during the right songs, we always do, but it was like uncontrollable, you know what I mean?
That's one of those things, too. Like, I've talked about it. Well, Aiden and Dad and I talked about it a couple weeks ago about, like, it's not like I'm not worshiping. I worship very intensely, but I'm not a big hand raised guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think everybody worships their own way, but there are moments where you just can't help yourself. Like, you just suddenly your body is no longer your own.
Yeah. You don't have any control.
Yeah. And so something like that is what was happening.
Yeah.
What was the song? I was trying to figure out. I couldn't remember what the song. Was it Lord of My Life?
Yes. You are the Lord.
Yes.
You're the Lord of my life.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry to everybody listening that you had to hear that come out of my mouth like that. I'm a horrific singer.
We can talk. Yeah. We cannot sing.
I don't even know if I can talk. I sound like a goat when I laugh.
Come on, bro. Stop it. Don't talk about my friend like that. But yeah, look, like, you just see how. No, you just. When you feel it. You know what I mean? That's such an internal thing. And I hate that somebody felt uncomfortable with it and felt like they had to run away from it. The reality is like, I don't want to say I envy that, right? But like, I don't know what that person was dealing with per se.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To make them be in that position.
and I don't want to say names because I don't know that they would be comfortable with it. But
well, then we're not even going to say the situation at hand. Me and you know what happened, and all I can tell, like anybody listening to this, is it was such a and knowing this person and knowing how they are, you have to understand that 1,000% of their life is dedicated to Christ. I mean, it's just how it is.
And it
was a true blue, genuine encounter. I mean, it was crazy. You can really tell. I mean,
well,
they have that encounter every time I see, you know, almost every time I look over there, it's that kind of
there's
encounter.
Something there. It kind of reminds me of when we were talking about the speaking in tongues and interpretation, like in we played that YouTube video and it was like, that doesn't seem very genuine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you encounter something like that, you can tell when it's fake.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about in 45, I think it was, the clip was about church hurt and about shopping churches and stuff like that. And my dad was talking about like being in a position where like he supposedly these people are baptizing him in the Holy Spirit and like something is supposed to happen, but like they're kind of trying to force him to do something.
Yeah.
And he's like fall down and start spitting and shaking and all that kind of stuff. And they're like, oh, well, it's not working. And he's like, nuh-uh. I'm not just going to do it because you're trying to make me do it. Like, it's either God's going to do it.
I'm not going to fake it.
Why would you? Why would you?
Like, that's one of those things that I think you have to be very careful with. I think in a certain way that could fall under the category of false teaching.
Yeah.
Because you're basically...
You're lying.
Professing that you're having this miracle and then, you know, you're... Clearly not. You're convulsing and doing all this stuff on your own, and
you're over.
I've seen a lot of those freaking crazy videos too.
I have to. Do you remember Benny Hinn back in the day?
Huh?
You don't remember that? That dude was. It was a mega church kind of situation, and he would just walk up to people and that supposedly needed healing and touch them on their head, and they would fall on the ground and all this stuff, and start demon speaking or you know tongues or whatever, and. Next thing you know, somebody who was in a wheelchair is walking and running around the room. You know what I mean? Turns out it was all set up, right?
Yeah, it's like, all staged.
Yeah, later on.
That's Hollywood.
That's some false teacher crap right there. That's some stuff.
That's scary. That's something scary to be involved with because you're... Yeah.
Well, you're playing on people's...
You, look, it's like...
I'm not going to fall for it. But.
Well, how I see it, how I think a lot of people probably would see it if they witness something like that, and you really kind of understand the workings of Christ and the miracles that He performed that were genuine miracles, and you look at something like that, and you're like, "Come on, bro, can you eat me? You couldn't do no better than that.
Like you couldn't make it any more obvious.
Yeah, you couldn't. I mean, like you couldn't. Like I mean, get a professional actor or something at least." Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like, bro, if you're going to try to sell this like this, I mean, get somebody that.
But you think about it, there are people get their gullibility played on, right? And Dick, look, people are really gullible. Think about how many.
I think in a church like that, and so in an atmosphere like that, everybody in the building's got to be like, what are we watching?
Right.
But if it's televised, then it's going to get – I mean, if you go to that church and you're that guy and you see this all the time and you see all this crap happening, you've got to be the one that – you've got some physical ailments and you have to have gone up there and be like, hey, man, help me out. Yeah. And he touches you and you're like, I ain't do shit, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
You know what I mean? Like, thanks for wasting my time. What? How come you're healing all these? Things got to kind of start to add up, you know? Yeah.
You would think, you know what I mean? And I don't want to defame anybody or trash anybody. I'm just – calling it as I've seen it and as I've heard of it. The guy's not around anymore. If this dude was really healing people like that, he'd still be doing it, right? Yeah. Sorry, he's not.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's like, I don't know. What was happening in this particular situation was definitely genuine, knowing the character of the persons involved, knowing I was standing 3 feet from the whole thing going down. You know what I mean?
Well, and you also got to think that there was nobody else involved in this. This was just a mano-a-mano experience with them and the Holy Spirit. I mean, it was just like, you know, I mean, and I'm not trying to use pronouns. I'm trying to just stay neutral.
Neutral, yes. We're not trying to, it's just because we don't want to, again, I don't know if anybody, this person wants their business out there or wants what's going on out there, anything like that. So I won't use their names or anything like that. But there was about four or five of us involved. Right. Like I didn't directly get involved, but I was having this encounter too.
Yeah.
Like I told you, like when I start to feel like I'm having a Holy Spirit, a direct connection with the Holy Spirit, like I get hot.
Yeah.
Really hot. Not like just hot, because I'm always kind of warm.
Yeah.
I'm talking like my ears are turning red. I'm getting hot. My neck is hot. Like I'm hot. And I'm the craziest thing to me is as I'm praying, this person is saying words that I'm saying. In my prayer.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can hear me. I don't think so. It's pretty loud during worship. Yeah. But, like, that's I can hear it. I could hear what this person was praying over that person, right? And I could hear I would say something, and then they would say it. Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on right now? This is
like
crazy.
Like ad-lib, like totally plagiarizing your prayer. You know what I mean?
Well, but I was just talking about the goodness of God and his faithfulness and that I was praying about the helmet of salvation. Like we put the helmet on to protect our minds from the accusations of the enemy, the breastplate of righteousness, and you know how we protect our hearts from the lies and from hardening our hearts to God. You know what I mean?
Oh, speaking of that,
interesting how that works.
Yeah, we have to play that because that was a very, very sorry.
No, you're good.
I mean to interrupt you, but we've talked about the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and this is not saying this is right, but it's an interesting take on what we've talked about on here. We've talked about it a couple times.
Yeah, I think that this is it. Kind of is a better way of saying some of the things that we've said, and kind of like bringing to the conclusion that
this is a more educated approach. Clearly,
So we'll go ahead. Phil Nettle again. I guess what I didn't do.
I'm going to turn that up when we need it. It's exactly what you said.
That is exactly what I said.
Okay.
Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit means I have played so many games with God that I've reached the point where my heart is so hard. I never hear the voice of God. I am not sorry for the wrong that I've done. Therefore, the only people who've blasphemed the Holy Spirit are those who could give a rip. They're totally unconcerned.
Again, I have to, it bears repeating that we've talked about like the fact that you're concerned with, am I doing that?
Yeah.
What he's essentially saying is the fact that you are concerned.
If you're concerned,
that,
you're not doing that.
Right, right. Because and by the time you get to the end of what he has to say here, you'll understand why that's the case.
Because they're totally dead towards God in their spirit. Pharaoh, 6 times, hardens his heart. Then we read the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. Well, you take the first 6 times out and you're thinking, what? The Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart? What does that mean? No, Pharaoh hardened his heart. And I can do that. We all can do that. But if a person has any desire at all to say, Lord, forgive me, of course the Lord forgives them. It's only those who have no desire to ask for forgiveness who have possibly committed that sin.
So why does God then harden Pharaoh's heart, right? His heart, he's already hardening his heart. Why is it that God does this extra thing? I'm now going to harden your heart. As if, like the imagery I'm getting there, if this is indeed what something like blaspheming the Holy Spirit is and becomes the unforgivable sin, it's almost like God himself is like locking that in. It's like, well, Pharaoh's been hardening his heart. He's been, you know, rejecting God's advances. And so God says, okay, I'm going to grab you by a hold of the heart and I'm going to sort of switch off this possibility for you. As if God is, like, doing that to Pharaoh.
Right.
Well,
no, he's not doing that to Pharaoh. It's more a statement that, Pharaoh, you have hardened your heart so much that you are now shutting yourself off from me.
Hmm.
No, the offer of Christ, the offer of God for forgiveness is always open to every single human being.
Hmm.
And there are countless illustrations of the grace of God working with some of the biggest wretches on earth. So we don't have to worry about that.
But is it impossible in principle for somebody to have once blasphemed the Holy Spirit and then regret it?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Because when you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you don't have the ability to repent. You don't have the ability to be sensitive towards God, because you are so hardened, so separated from God, there's no hope for you.
So what I liked about that was one of the comments that was sitting on the side. It says, how can you reject God? I love what him with everything. Right here.
Yeah.
How can you reject? How can someone reject God? I love the Lord with everything in me.
Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah. That's a huge, huge statement, you know, and it seems like it means to reject the Holy Spirit. Ultimately, unfortunately, there are many people who do, who will do this. And there's a trainload of people.
Yeah.
And you look, we've talked about this too. There's several videos of we talked about a young man walking through the streets of LA.
Yeah,
and he's asking people, "Hey, do you believe in Jesus Christ?" And they're like laughing at him, and they're saying all this crazy stuff to him, and they're like, "No, he's not real. I thought he died." We're still talking about that guy.
One was the one that like I thought he was dead.
Yeah, like yeah, dude, bro, our God is like Jesus is a living God. He is
alive.
Yes,
bro.
He is alive and well. He's just waiting to come ravage the earth from all the freaking wickedness that's happening. Yeah. I mean,
I think that it's crazy to me because I don't know about you, but like I've had a lot of encounters with a lot of different types of people.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Right. Some people who act and claim as though they don't believe, but then they will display
evidence of belief. Your behavior.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And it's like what he was talking about, like, the door is always open until you close the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he tried to turn that on its head because it says God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Well, the truth is Pharaoh had already hardened his heart to God, right? Because Pharaoh himself thought himself to be a God.
Yeah.
Right? That all the Pharaohs thought that. The Egyptian Pharaohs, all of them.
Surprise! You are not.
Surprise! But, I mean, you see what I'm saying, though. Like, yeah, you want to latch on to that sentence and says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. But
Pharaoh hardened his heart 6 times.
It was already done.
It was already done. He's like, basically, God's like, you know what?
Hey.
Go on ahead.
Go ahead. Even Christ says, shake the dust of the feet of the town if people refuse to listen, right?
Yeah.
Because some people just aren't. Some people just are not going to. Some people are going to harden their hearts so much. And that's one thing. Look, I'm weak too. I make a lot of mistakes. I made a mistake yesterday and I had this thought about, why do you have such little faith? Yeah. You know what I mean? And it has, look, you and I've talked openly about my struggles with financial stuff. Like that's one thing that I have a hard time letting go of control of. And I've been trying to be obedient and I've stayed obedient to the call, but here comes that little devil talking about, well, you're supposed to get a reward. You know what I mean? Where's the reward? Where's this return? And it seems like, of course, every time you commit to something, all these negative things surrounding that topic start to happen. You know, car starts to break down. This starts to happen. That starts to happen. You know what I mean? So now I need money. And I'm like, hey, I know where I can get some money. I can just take back control.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And I had this moment last night where I was saying things that are not in my character. It hurts my heart because my wife is witnessing me say these things. And it's not what I believe about God. It's not what I believe about my relationship with God, but I'm saying them anyway, out loud. about like.
Well, look, it doesn't matter if you say it out loud or you think it. He hears it.
Sure, absolutely. You know absolutely, I mean? 100%. But at the end of the day, when I come back to my senses and stop living on emotion, I recognize that you have little faith. But at the end of the day, I know that regardless of how I feel and regardless of what my circumstances tell me, I was coming from a selfish perspective, worried about this here and now. and not worried about the grand scheme of things, which we talked about in our Bible roulette today. I'm weak. I still have these weaknesses too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like a part of me was like, gosh, I've been so sad about it all day. You know what I mean? All day.
It's regret. You had that instant regret.
It's like when we first started this. Do you remember that? We were both kind of struggling. Not like very first, but a few weeks in, I told you, like, I quit. Like, I quit. I give up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember it 100%.
I think we both had that. When we were both kind of having one of those, we were talking about our menses and synced up.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was like overwhelming feeling that both of us were like, all right, look, man, let's go, let's do something else. This ain't working.
Yeah.
We did, though. We talked about this from day one. Are we going to do God's will willingly? Like, are we going to do God's work willingly? Like, the ultimate goal was 52.
Yep.
Sneaking and up. And then we've been talking about, okay, like, hey, we're going to get in the new podcast booth. We're going to get all this stuff. We're going to get it all before, because we want to be there for 50. I wanted to be there for 50.
I do too. Don't get me wrong.
But it's like, okay, we're rushing things because it's not even close to being ready yet. Like, we're going to be in there with a hole. Like, there's going to be a big giant hole in the wall. I mean, like, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on, you know, and that's going to totally detour us from actually enjoying it and it actually being ready. But
yeah.
It's like we stopped for a minute. We just talked about this today. We stopped for a minute. It's like, okay, hey, look, man, you know, let's celebrate the win at 52. Let's celebrate that.
Let's get there. Yeah.
But when we started, we were so quick to be like, hey, man, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
But then it's like, hey, you know, like we said, are we going to do God's will willingly? And now look.
Yeah.
We're rolling up on 52 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, like we're at 49 today.
We're getting there. Yeah. Like we are getting there, like legit getting there.
It's going to happen.
And then we're going to celebrate our victory and then go from there. And I think a lot of things change in season two.
We have some ideas.
I don't think like it's just like going to be this dramatic change. But I think for us, I think being able to step back and celebrate a victory.
Yeah.
We achieved a milestone that we really wanted to achieve. Let's step into season two. We're going to be renewed.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be more energetic because this was a very taxing year. You know, it was
a
lot of ups and downs. There was a lot of hits and misses. I mean, I don't know how many we recorded and we never put out.
Four or five.
So that's 5 weeks of material that we never put out. So then we would cram double recordings in a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we found out real fast that doing back-to-back days is really hard.
It's really hard because the content is not as genuine. It's not as pure. It's you're kind of overplaying. You're basically trying to take – basically what we did was we took 2 hours of content and split it into 2 days.
Right.
But
it's like
not near as organized.
It's like overplaying your hand a little bit.
Yeah, we weren't near as organized. So it's like the conversation is shifting gears way out of the specter that we were – on in the first day, you know. But we did make the ultimate sacrifices to make sure that we did reach our 52, because it wasn't 52 episodes in 59 weeks. It was 52 episodes in 52 weeks.
Yep.
And we wasted 5 or 6 of those weeks.
Yes, we did.
So yes, we had to rebound from that. And it's really hard to do that, to record twice in 1 week.
Yep.
And try to keep the content as
engaging fresh.
And fresh and not as dilapidated and overlapping as like we're just preaching on the same. I mean, we have talked about a lot of the same things, but weeks apart.
Yeah.
Not,
well, the thing about this particular thing is that's you have no choice, but that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Part of it is that we're trying to keep an organic conversation, right? So how do you have a real conversation?
We don't come into anything rehearsed. We sit for, what, we sat for about 45 minutes tonight?
Yeah, about 45
minutes. At best, 45 minutes.
Talking.
Yeah, kinda. We did our Bible roulette. We chopped it up. We watched a couple videos. We kind of gave ourselves some pointers, and then boom.
Let's go.
Firing on all cylinders.
Well, but to see what the content becomes, and this is what I hope people are hearing, is you're listening to real people live real life and talk about real situations.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. It's what we wanted from the beginning. Yeah. And bro, I'm telling you, if there's anybody out there who chooses to start from one and go all the way to this one to 49 in about a 7-day span, because it takes a while.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hours.
You're going to hear such a dramatic change in the way that it goes.
It's crazy. I'm so proud of us in general. Yeah. Like, we've gotten to be pretty solid at this, and I feel like we're only going to get better, right? And the more you do something, the better you get at it.
I like how engaging it is now.
Yeah.
It's very engaging. Like, the conversation stays very, very on point, very – there's not a –
Yeah.
You know, I was horrible about stuttering. I've just started getting over that. Stuttering my way through parts of the points that I was trying to make, because I'm trying to digest the knowledge that I've learned.
Yeah.
I.e. here, Bible study,
yeah,
church, wherever.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to get to where I can remember it and I can call it out. And so it's not as bad. Like, I'm really starting to get to that point where I can recite certain things that I've heard or things that me and you have talked about, and it's not so like it was before.
Your confidence in your understanding has changed, right? So you had an understanding already, but now you're more confident in what you understand.
Yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I was always so scared to sound like I knew what I was talking about and someone else be like, this dude has no idea what he's talking about.
Right.
And that wasn't the case. I wasn't trying to just sound like a know-it-all or anything, but I wanted to be engaging enough that if someone heard me say something, like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely going to be people that relate to the way you see things, right? Relate to your point of view, right? And that's one of the things that we talk about a lot. Like, there's people that only you can reach. I don't have the capacity to reach them, you know what I mean? Because they see it like you do. You're so quick-witted and you're so stinking funny, and it makes me not mad, but like, I don't have that bullwhip. I don't have that, you know what I mean?
What did I say last night? I said something last night.
I don't remember, but I was like, dude, what
do you do? Oh, I got to go to the dentist to get a haircut.
We're not going to explain why.
It was a conversation amongst a couple of men at the table, and they were talking about personal grooming.
I don't want to have to
go to the dentist to get a haircut.
Correct.
And everybody at the table just turns and looks at me like, what?
It makes me laugh. I laugh. But, you know, anyway, it just, I don't know. I was disappointed in myself, right? And I start to question, like, this specific video came up, right? I watched it and I'm thinking about it and I'm like, that was one of those moments, right? We've talked about the power of our words, and I really do believe that that is a strong thing. And so now I'm putting these words out to the world, talking about how I feel like God's trying to stick it in my rear or something like that. And I know it's not true. And the fact that I said it makes me angry at myself.
Okay. Before you totally just destroy yourself, think about it this way. I mean, God says that there will be times of doubt. I mean, we talked about this with John the Baptist.
Sure.
I mean, that was one of his most devout followers. He ran around saying, this is him. This is the guy.
Yeah.
He's not worthy of baptizing Jesus. And I mean, not only was it one of his most devout people, it was his cousin. And he's locked in a prison.
Yeah. And he'd been locked away for
Locked away for a while, and he's like, basically, it's like, hey, bro, what's up, man? I thought we were
you
boys.
Him or, are you him or you him?
Are you him? Like, are you the guy, or do I need to start looking for another guy? Because I'm getting real tired of being in here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And ultimately ends up getting beheaded there.
Yeah.
But it's part of the plan. It was all part of the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't, we don't, it's
he
so
was still
hard
walking
for us.
Around to carry, like, curing people that couldn't walk. He was curing leprosy. I mean, he was making the blind see. I mean, he was healing broken legs. The dude's leg, the dude walks up and his leg reeks, you know? Yeah. And I mean, I'm quoting something from The Chosen.
Yeah, but still.
But he walks up and his leg reeks, and he's
got maggots in it.
It's maggots, and it's just, and he's like, I know, brother. You have faith. And then next thing you know, it's like this dude's jumping up and down, doing jumping jacks and running around. And they're all like, what did you do that for? And it's like his faith, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah, but you can't – and you can't say that John the Baptist didn't have that.
There's
faith.
Going to be times of, yeah. of trials and tribulations. That's yeah. the whole point. You, we're yeah. not – it's – look, and the thing about it is the closer we get to God, the more the enemy starts attacking.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's not God.
No, that's absolutely making you not.
Like that. No, the enemy is like, oh man, I'm about to lose this dude. Yeah, I gotta start pulling on his heartstrings. You
and
know,
I guess that's why I'm disappointed in myself because you that's not who it. Am. I,
yeah,
effing hey. Fell for it.
Yeah, but that's a sneaky little bastard, bro. And he will.
He's sneaky.
He's sneaky, and he's relentless.
He is.
So you think about the things that he's. I mean, what the clip on. Shift.
Uh-huh.
When he talks about the things that I will do to you, do you think that I will ever stop? Play that part because this is a prime example right here of how the enemy approaches us. Did we get tagged on this one?
Are you praying?
No. Oh.
I need your help. Well, that's a first. I'm in trouble and I can't do this alone.
Turn it up a little.
Amazing. I love it. I love it. I love this. I really... He's still praying. Now that I'm unworthy, Father.
It's like a pissed he's getting.
Do you honestly think that he will help you after what you just did? You are tainted goods. You're not even worth his effort anymore. Even if he did help you, do you think I will ever leave you alone? Ever? There is nothing that I won't do to you. No temptation, no low that you won't sink to. I know you, Kevin, and you are nothing. Nothing. I am greater than him. I am certainly greater than you.
That is how the enemy is approaching us every single second of every day.
Yeah. But notice the persistence of
like it
prayer.
Just gets quiet. It's just like he looks up. I love when he looks up and he's gone. He's like, woo!
Almost got me. But and yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right, and I appreciate you because it's like I don't want to give the enemy.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Too much credit, right? But you got to understand that you got to understand your enemy, right? And he is come to steal, kill, and destroy. And okay. He's good at what he does.
I will tell you this. And proceed with caution, like approach it with caution.
Yeah.
You don't want to give him respect. You don't.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to give him some credit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because he is, I mean, he's going to flip it on your head.
Hey, you want to know how sneaky he is? Check this out. You ever read the book of Job?
Oh, no. I've heard.
And that's what this story is about.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so there's a. I should probably find the scripture. No, I'm not, I'm just gonna say it. Okay, so he's like, it says that he's roaming around the land, right? And then God is talking to assuming some of his angels, and then here comes the enemy, just strolls up on him, and God looks at him and goes, "Where'd you come from?"
He's like.
He said, "Where'd you come from? What are you doing?"
Yeah.
I mean, like, you think he ain't sneaky?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying like,
yeah, he walked up on a conversation between God and
somebody else. Yeah. Like, he walked up on God, and God was like, "Hey, where'd you come from? Like,
yeah.
He surprised him, you know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, come on, man. It's just the idea, like, the enemy is what he is.
Yeah, and he knows he already knows his fate. He knows he's going to lose.
Yeah.
But he does not want you to win.
Nope.
He does not want any of us to win.
How sad is it he's more concerned about seeing you fail than him winning?
Okay. Okay. So let's really
start unpacking, baby.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's really get into something.
Let's go.
How shitty is it that you'll have friends in your life that root for you to fail more than they root for you to succeed? how much, I mean, that is prime example of humanity.
And how
his, yeah. how, what you just said of how the enemy is, that's a prime example of humanity. And we are so wrapped up in watching people fall on their face rather than applaud them.
Yeah.
Pastor Richie talked about it. You see a successful businessman, you think, oh.
He must have done something wrong.
Oh, did he? Who did he rob?
He cheated.
Whose
on his
backs
taxes.
Did he rob?
Yep, yep.
Who did he cheat? Who did he steal from? Did he sleep his way there? Or did she sleep their way there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's automatically what humans think. That's a prime example of what's wrong with us.
Yeah.
That is the enemy.
How sad is it that
in
we'll,
here?
How sad is it too that we'll keep friends in our lives that we know pull against us because we have this loyalty. Ooh. To people because we feel bad. And you know what? Look, you're not supposed to hate anybody. You're supposed to love everybody and you should forgive. But let me tell you something. Pruning is a thing.
If you're not with me, you're against me.
Hey, that's part of it, man. I mean,
if you're not for me, you are against me.
If you're not for me, I love you.
Yeah.
But you ain't got to
be
here.
We can't be friends.
We cannot be friends.
We can't do this.
But how often do we do it? How often do we do that? Maybe not me and you, because you and I are a little bit different in that way, right? Like, and I, well, and maybe I'm not giving credit to
people. I don't
people.
Know, man. I'm pretty well that guy that's like,
deuces, bro.
Yeah, I don't have no problem severing ties.
Yeah, well, and I'm thinking on the grand scheme of things, maybe
do,
I'm not giving other people credit as well.
I take
I'm
that
saying.
Back. I do have some friends that I've, you know, 25, 35 year friendships that I've had that.
Yeah.
I'm not like I haven't just like cut them off. I'm just like they're just on a short leash. It's kind of like I still got faith in you, but go sit in the back while I handle my business because I don't need you. I don't need the naysayers.
Yeah, I don't trust you that much.
Yeah, you know and I ain't gonna cut the tie loose. I'm not gonna cut you loose. But
yeah,
go chill in the back while I handle my things.
Yeah,
you know
it's
I mean?
Not it's a slip knot. It might come undone. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. I just feel like, because sometimes I feel like I'm not that guy either. I, if you do me wrong enough to where I know I can't trust you, you know what I mean? I've got prime examples of people that it's like really good friendships, brotherhood type friendships that turned into sour patches because of their behavior.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or having an expectation of my friendship that's like, I don't know, kind of like I was married to them. And I'm like, dude, like you're my friend and my brother. I love you, but like I got other responsibilities and other people that I have to worry about. You know what I mean? Like
there's three things that kill it for me. Three things. Like blatantly lying to my face about something that you know could help me.
Yeah.
Like I had some friends that knew some things about some people and let me carry on. With
like
them.
Like you somebody like I saw your wife with someone else.
Yeah, basically.
And never said nothing not that
not
specifically,
that
but yeah,
specifically,
I get it.
But a situation kind of like that.
Yeah.
And like they were supposed to be my boys.
Yeah.
And they let me carry on with another friend that was doing the same thing to me and never said anything to me. Like there could have been a warning like, "Hey bro, that dude is not the friend that you think he is."
Yeah. And he's stabbing you in the back
while
you're over here.
Yeah, he's selling you out while you're trying to help lift him up. One that type of situation.
Yeah.
That.
Shame.
Like, that's one thing that ruins it for me. I mean, because once I found out, it was like, oh, bro, like you.
Mother trucker.
Like, I'm pissed at him, but I'm really pissed at y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really, really pissed at y'all for letting me sit here and devout and do all this crap for this dude, knowing damn well what was going to happen.
Right.
Like you all knew he was playing me. He was using me.
Right.
The second thing is if I can't trust you with my wife, if I can't walk out of the room and leave you with my wife, not because I don't trust my wife. I trust my wife. But if I can't walk out of the room and leave you with her and know that you're not going to try to make an advance, I can't mess with you. I can't have nothing to do.
Shame.
That's two.
Shame.
That's two. Three is if I can't trust you with my children.
Yeah.
Not in a touchy-feely, weird kind of way. Like, if I can't trust you as a positive influence with my kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those are the three things that, from a human side,
yeah,
that I can't deal with.
Yeah. I can't do that. And, like, I have this thing about, like, I don't have to be the center of your attention. I don't have to be the center of your world. We ain't got to talk every day. You ain't got to text me. None of that has to happen, right? None of that.
No, but when I see you in public, you will acknowledge me.
Yeah.
If you act like you know what I mean? Yeah. If I see you in public and you don't acknowledge me, I am going to wring your freaking neck, dude. I'm going to be like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know
what
I mean?
Never let that happen.
No, I know. But you understand what I'm saying. Like, if we are friends and we are engaged in a
– Yeah.
Like, we're not really brothers, but we're brothers.
Yeah. 100%.
If we can't engage like we're brothers in public or like with other family around, like, because if you notice, like, holidays, me and you tend to like gravitate to the same area.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're kind of hanging out watching everybody else.
Yeah. they're not talking about anything I want to talk about.
That's kind of just what it's become.
Yeah.
If it ever changed, I would be like, hey, what's happening right now?
Yeah. What,
like,
happened?
Yeah. I mean, how come we, because me and you are the ones that sit in the corner and laugh at everyone else. You know what I mean? So,
and they sit over there and laugh at us.
Yeah. They're like, look at these idiots. But yeah, but it's okay. But that's I get what you're saying. If that's something like that, if it ever changed, it's going to be, because it did. It actually has changed before.
Yeah.
We've talked about this on here.
Yeah. Multiple
times. Right before we went to Miami.
Yep.
You know, me and you, we were like really tight. We were really close. And then, you called me out when we were in Miami, and I was, you know, like having to eat crow. Like, yeah, bro. I mean, I let myself get tied up in the words coming out of someone else's mouth about how you're never going to be welcome. Like, this, they've done this to me. I've been around way longer than you, and they've been doing this to me the whole time.
Yeah. My question always has been, though, that, like, how did I get on the inside of the circle, though? I'm an outsider, too. You know what I mean? How did that person see me as on the inner circle of that group? Because,
how?
I mean, how did that happen to me and not you?
Well, and what really got me about the whole situation was, through all that talk and everything, it was like, okay, you know, he's like, he would like made me feel like, okay, well, we'll just start our own circle. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then I'm still left out of the freaking circle. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you started a circle by yourself. Like, where's my part in this? Like, you talked about how they were going to make me feel, which never happened.
Yeah.
But it was just like every time it was like, oh, they're going to, well, you got to watch out, man. They're going to gang up on you. It's going to be, you'll see them over in the corner just laughing and giggling. And then you're just going to be over here. And I'm like, well, okay, but I'm still just over here. I'm listening to your crap.
Yeah, right.
You're talking all your BS. And now I am over here because I've turned away from them.
Right.
Which I wasn't at the time, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, to be fair, it's like we were cool. We were tight, but like we weren't like.
Not like this. We are now, no.
If that were to happen now, that's going to be a problem for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
What is he saying? Yeah. And I'm going to about to whoop his ass.
Get over here. Well, me and you need to have a talk right now.
Yeah, that ain't cool. I'm not having that. No.
We were on the incline. You know what I mean? Like, we were rising. We were climbing. Like, our relationship status was climbing. I mean, we were. Yeah.
I think we recognized early that
We had a lot more in common than we really realized.
Yeah.
And it was like that, you know, it's just a little stutter step, and it was just an avalanche. It just all came crashing down.
Yeah. Well, and like, I think part of that too, the motivation too, was like you were talking about how those two sisters actually were tighter at that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you were around him a lot more than you were me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I kind of came around sporadically.
Well, but, you know, when I started kind of really starting to figure it out, was like, I would be places with my wife and her sister and him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would be places with them. And like the only people I had to talk to was my wife and Renee. That was it.
Right.
Like he wasn't talking. Like he's like off over someone else talking. And so I'm like, and then like he would look at me like I was stupid because I'm talking to the girls. And it's like, bro, you ain't said shit to me. You know what I mean? I'm not a talker.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm Motor Mouth, bro. Like, yeah, my nickname is Motor. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, that's not a, like, look, man, you know as well as I do, relationships are given, like, not give and take, but you know what I'm saying. What they were talking about, elevating, elevate. If you're not a person who's elevating people, and if you're not putting people in your life that are elevating you, you know what I mean? Like helping
you. It's got to be 50-50.
It's a joint process, yeah,
you,
for like, sure.
You have to elevate people just as much as people are elevating you, or you're just using everybody, and that's not a healthy relationship.
It's going to fail. What's going to happen eventually is it's going to fall apart. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's going to fall apart. Or you're going to find eventually that you have been elevated to a point where you're now alone.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to end up there.
Someone's put you on a pedestal, and now you think this is where you are. You're better than everybody, and you're at a spiritual place no one else is going to be at with you. And there's a million different ways that can go.
Gosh, all that kind of comes back to me like a lack of humility.
Yeah.
The whole thing comes down to me like a lack of humility. Like, I want to be a friend and a brother that is uplifting and supportive and pushing and driving.
Proud. I'm proud of everything that, like, I'm dude, like, you know how proud I am of Kevin? Like, dude has changed in every amazing, miraculous way.
He's doing
that dude is complete 180. I mean, he has improved himself 1,000%. Like, he is making changes. And he just woke up one day and was like, hey guys, just want to give you all a heads up. Pray for me. I'm going to start making these changes. And everybody's like, all right, cool. All right,
cool.
Yeah, got and this, back, he bro. Is like.
And he's done
and
it.
He's done it. 100%. He's been spot on.
Strong.
Yeah.
Strong. I mean, it shows a lot of strength of character.
Yeah.
To continue
he
on
doesn't,
that
He
path.
Doesn't care either. I mean, he's not wavered any at all by anything that's happening. You know, we got so much to be thankful for and so much to be, I'm not going to say proud, but, you know, we have so many instances where we should be supportive of things that are happening and the people that we're engaging with.
Yeah.
It's hard to sit and think that there's so many people out there that when someone that they're close to, that they call a brother or they call a lover or they tell they love them or, you know, that's my best friend or, you know, whatever, that when they struggle or they stub their toe and they kind of stumble, they applaud that.
Yeah.
It's a shame because there's so many people out there that do that. Prime example, look at social media. Look at social media. Watch TikTok for about 10 minutes. You're going to see that. You're going to see that within 100 freaking videos.
Yeah. People love to see people fail.
Yeah. I mean, everybody loves to see people fail. And it's like, why? What are we doing? Like, what
How
are we doing
that
with what we're
anybody?
Like, God has blessed us with the ability to have relationships.
Yeah,
we use it to be a thorn in their side and laugh at them. And
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got, from plate loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Scoff at them when they stub their toe, when they stumble, when they fail?
Yeah.
That's not, no.
Yeah.
Applaud them like, hey, bro, you know what? I'm here for you. Come on, get up. We're going to try this again. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, you messed up. It's cool.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. Let's go. Let's go.
You got to get
head
past
up,
that.
Head up. Head up.
Got to get past
up.
That.
Yeah.
You know, like it goes right back to where I was talking about earlier about like feeling like I have to. And you know what? It's having this conversation it's helping that for me. What happened last night for me. And let me tell you something. If karma is real, it's a liar because it doesn't pay back the way you put out.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
So I don't buy karma at all. But anyway, it just kind of comes back to that idea that like, God is good.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And he's always good.
Yes.
And he's faithful.
And he can never not be good.
He can't.
He can only be good.
That's right. And he's faithful. Yep. And he keeps and he his promises. He can only be faithful. You know, he keeps his promises. And it's okay to have an expectation of good from God, right? It's okay to have faith, to have a confident expectation of good. Yeah. It's okay to have that. But your mindset can't be only on that reward.
Yeah, no.
That can't be the only reason you're doing shit.
Yeah. You're living a very one-sided, disappointing life if that's what you're – because, look, you can't just do one good thing and get rewarded. God wants to test the character of your heart.
Yep. For a long time.
Yeah.
For life.
Yeah. You may do great things for everybody around you for 5 years and never see anything.
Yep.
And then right when you're ready to give up, it's like, go ahead.
Enjoy that. Take some of that.
Enjoy that.
Think about it. It says, he's not really being slow. He's being patient for your sake. Think about what that means. It means you're not ready.
Yeah, you can't get praise for every single thing, every single good deed that you do. You know what I mean? Because
what happens?
Yeah. Oh, look at me. Now you're not putting on the armor of God. You're putting on the armor of
John.
Yourself. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're carrying yourself as an idol at that point. Like you're presenting yourself as a god, the pharaohs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you have to take everything in doses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like anything else. I mean, if you got rewarded at work for every time you did something good and you got rewarded and got paid, See, by the time it was all said and done, the company would be broke and you'd have such a fat head that you wouldn't be able to get yourself out of the door. You know what I mean? And it's the same way with God's work. I mean, if you're always doing good and you're always getting rewarded, eventually you're just going to think of yourself as a god or as God. I mean, you're going to be like, look at all this good stuff I've been doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly it right there. And that's where I felt like I was at yesterday, and that's what hurt me so much.
Yeah.
To feel like I was at, I was like, look at all the things I'm doing.
Yeah.
Look at all the things I'm doing. Look
in
at all
your
the
name.
Good.
Look at all the things I've done in your name.
Get you depart from me. Yeah, I never knew you.
Yes.
But that's not the truth. I know he knows me and I know him, right? I had a moment of weakness.
That's a hypothetical.
Sure.
I mean, I'm going at
but
that
that's where I went too, yes. though. I had a moment of weakness. Yeah, I had a moment of weakness. I've asked forgiveness 1,000 times already, and I know he's already forgiven me. Right, but I can't help it. I'm a guilty person. When I make a mistake, I'm very guilty.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I live guilty. I don't like that, but I do. And
carry guilt. You carry guilt.
Yeah. Well, but having this conversation helps me to heal from that guilt a little bit and be reminded that, look, it's you can't change it. It's over with.
But dude, in all honesty, just think of it like this, brother. We're only human.
Yeah.
We weren't created to be perfect.
No.
I mean, that's why the ultimate sacrifice was paid for to pay our debt.
Right.
Man, it's okay. I mean, I know it sucks, but we weren't created to be perfect.
Yeah.
We're human.
Yep.
We're not God.
You should work on that.
You should work on that. He's like, hey, man, next time, how about we don't do that?
Yeah.
You know, don't do that no more. Don't touch that.
I feel so bad because I feel like I was like spitting in God's face for a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I totally get that. And I understand that. Yeah. But man, don't beat yourself up so much because you're human.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me like I've said some pretty shitty shit in the mirror, you know?
6 inches from the mirror?
Yeah.
Woo.
To myself,
you don't want to know what I've
well,
said.
But
to
when
myself.
I'm saying what I'm saying is, I've said some pretty awful things to myself in the mirror, referencing God. Like I'm like, look at you, you ain't worthy of nothing, you know. And I'm God's greatest masterpiece. We all are. I'm not singling myself out. I'm saying we are all God's greatest masterpiece. Yep. Don't take that so lightly. Don't discredit yourself. I mean. If he didn't have a plan for you, he wouldn't have made you. There's a plan there.
Woo, say that again.
If he didn't have a plan for you, he wouldn't have made you.
Oh, say it again.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
If there was no plan for John Traylor, he would have never made John Traylor.
Yeah.
If there was no plan 100%. For Jason Bailey, he would have never made me. I would have never stepped foot on this earth. But guess what? He's got a plan for us.
That's right.
We may stumble. We may fall. We may stub our toes. We may hit our face on the brick wall. Headbutt it 2-3 times and get up with a smile because there's a plan. It's God's plan.
Yep. It reminds me of the scripture that we had in Bible Roulette today, Psalms 23:6. I love this scripture.
Oh.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord
forever. Forever.
Goodness gracious. Man, it's just, this is exactly how that Holy Spirit encounter starts to happen. I don't know, you start to, like what we were talking about with what, this is how the conversation started, just like, you start to get, whoa, like this energy and this thing just starts happening inside of your heart and like this wave of encouragement and it gets so big, sometimes it gets overwhelming and that's where the emotion starts to pour out and like you just kind of, you end up on your face.
Man, let me tell you this. If you've ever had that uncontrolled, like I have, I haven't had it in a long time. I mean, you know, when my fire really started burning bright and I started really getting into everything that me and you had going on and I really focusing on church and before I mean, you know, I've gotten distracted. I've had things going on in life.
Yep.
It hasn't happened in a long time. But when I would have those moments, like driving home and I'm singing praise and worship by myself in my truck and I'm raising my hand and I just left Bible study or I just left here or I just whatever I did and I get home in my driveway and I'm so wrapped up in the song, the next thing I know I'm crying. Raise, you know what I mean? Like I'm yes, that song right there. In the presence of my enemies. Yes, you cannot discredit any of that. Yeah. When that happens to you, you truly understand, like, man, he is here.
Yeah.
He's with me.
He is.
He is. He's right here.
And I instead mean, of you thinking that you're upholding yourself, he's upholding you.
Yeah.
He's uplifting you.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite part of that song is when the woman sings and it says, I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're going to hear my praises roar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And up from the ashes, hope will arise. You're
going to hear my praises roar.
Yeah.
Up from the ashes.
Hope will arise. Yes.
Death is defeated.
The king is alive.
I love that song.
Raise a hallelujah, baby. And I just, man, that was one of those cool moments that happened. And I think that the crazy part of it is like you start to see the connections of things.
Yeah.
All that connected to me and then connected to this cool conversation that we had last night and has led into this cool conversation that we've had tonight. And if you can't for 1 second step back and go, God's got his hand on it.
Yeah.
If you can't recognize that and just say, nope, it's just by accident.
No.
Come on.
Man, look at this. The interminglings, the intertwining, the interweb, the everything that's happening.
Yeah. Bro. And there's all these little freaking strings connecting all of it.
Every time we start in on a conversation, it's something that we've heard before somewhere else. And it's a reference. And it's a powerful reference, or it's a powerful saying, or it's a powerful point of view, or it's something that we drummed up last night, or it's something that we heard in church, and it's like, oh, man, like something crazy will bring it to our attention. It's like, oh, man, we just learned about that.
Yeah. We just talked about that the other day.
We just talked about that, yeah. We were just talking about that. Now, look, like it pops up.
Yeah.
That's not circumstance. That's not happenstance. That's
last week. Every day last week, I shared one of the scriptures from Psalm 23, 1-6. It stops at 6. And this is the scripture we came up with today, Psalm 23, verse 6. You know what I mean? And Psalm 23, verse 1, I think, was last week. It sure is. Here's the card right here.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Tell me God does not have his hand on it.
And I didn't just
pull. No, you didn't find them.
No, I took it out. I shuffled it twice. And then when I was putting it in, I drew the one off the top.
That's right.
That's how we ended up with
that. And we started with verse 1 and ended with verse 6.
Yeah.
Tell me that God doesn't have a plan. Tell me that he doesn't have his hand on it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Man, I hope that there's droves of people that want to come along with us.
I do too, man. I got high hopes for this thing, mainly for to help spread God's word, to help with some encouragement. I mean, I feel like there's people out there that if they listen to us, they'd appreciate it, and it may help a lot of people, you know, even, and that's what I'm hoping for.
If it even opens the door to start a relationship with Christ, then it's done a ton. And if it just expands your faith, then that's another thing. And if you got something that maybe you have a better understanding of, hey, we're cool with hearing it. That's fine. If you want to be a hater, that's cool too, man. We know the haters are going to be out there. That's fine.
Let them hate, because if I'm in your mouth, I know you're thinking about me.
I'm living in your head, rent free, baby.
Rent free. And that started to sound really bad.
It did. Started to sound a little disrespectful.
All right. Why did the redhead go to the dentist?
I don't know.
Gingivitis.
So bad.
That was stupid.
I think that this is a great wisdom for today. It's not credited to anybody. I don't even know where I picked it up. Tenacity is the ability to hang on when letting go appears most attractive.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of falls right into place with what we had going on today.
100%.
Another good one.
At the bottom of this book, our friend Brittany gave me this book a couple years ago for my birthday, and there's scriptures at the bottom. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance all that I said to you. It kind of talks about that connection of things. Yeah, like
everything.
You remember this because he told you this.
Yeah. You've heard this before. Remember, stupid?
He's definitely saying that. Ever closer.
Ever closer.
49 today.
Hey, I want to kind of take a step back and not just focus on that for a minute. Like, man, this has been a very and this has been one hell of a ride.
It has.
And it's been awesome. It's been amazing. I hope listeners enjoy it. I know you have, myself as well. Man, check us out. We're on multiple platforms, man. YouTube, Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, RSS.com, Spotify, TikTok. We're everywhere. Look us up. Look up our Bible Roulettes on TikTok.
Check us out, man. We share our bumper sticker wisdoms on TikTok and YouTube, and we also have recently started sharing clips, which is something we thought we needed to start having clips from each episode out each week, maybe just to kind of create some intrigue and some interest. Other than that, man, if you just want to hear regular people talk about a life with Christ and maybe learn a little something and maybe share a little something, we're open to all of that. We want to talk with people. We want people to challenge us as well. Yeah. We talked a lot in this podcast about, or this episode about, you know, being people that uplift people and elevate people. But we also need people to elevate us.
Yeah.
And
we need people to give us some insight on what they're feeling, what they're thinking, questions that they have.
Yep. And I think we stand together in believing that this, this next year, which is where we're marching into pretty quickly, it's just going to grow even more than, you know what I mean? We're going to see crazier and crazier things. So if you ever want to talk to us, if you don't have to do it over the phone, we can do that. If you want to come see us, you can do that, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. We'll bring it to you. We can't go very far. But if you live in our community and want to come to see us, you can do that. We can't pay you. We don't make any money. Yeah. So, I'm so grateful for this, and I'm just grateful to God for it. And I really do believe that he has a plan.
Yeah, 100%.
So for Bumper Sticker Wisdom,
I'm Jason.
And I'm John.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.